Turn now to page 25 for a look at this month's TV highlight, Game of Thrones. There are only a couple of months to go now before the new season begins. Who will live? Who will die? And who will get to sit on the Iron Throne? As winter finally comes to Westeros, we share with you our big predictions for the final chapters.
As they say on Game of Thrones, winter is, well, a little late this year. Normally, each new season starts in April, but for season 7, we're going to have to wait until July because they needed it to be cold for filming. Worse still, it will be shorter than previous seasons, with 7 episodes instead of 10. The reason for the shorter season is simple. There aren't many characters left to kill. In fact, only 2 big storylines remain. First, from the south, we have Daenerys arriving on her ships to invade Westeros with her 3 dragons, 2 armies, and various unrequited lovers. Second, from the frozen north, we have a much less attractive horde of Arctic zombies, also about to invade Westeros, because now, presumably, it's cold enough to stop their flesh putrefying. The showrunners, to their credit, have refused to keep the show going longer than necessary and calculate that they have 13 episodes of story left to tell. So, rather than have an extra long season 7, they've decided to end with 2 mini-seasons. What happens is a secret, of course, because the TV show is now in territory not covered by George R.R. Martin's novels. All we have is this helpful tweet from actress Maisie Williams, Arya Stark. Just finished reading season 7. Shit gets real. I'd start prepping yourselves now. Scratch that. Nothing will prepare you for this. Holy balls! So, as the saying goes, we know nothing, Jon Snow. But what the hell? Here are our personal predictions anyway.
Jon Snow and Sansa Stark. Jon and Sansa just recaptured Winterfell, their childhood home, from the hands of raging psychopath Ramsay Bolton, who, in true GOT fashion, was fed to his own dogs. But Winterfell is the first place that the ice zombies will attack, because it's in the north, so they will not have time to redecorate. Our big question is whether Jon and Sansa will fall in love while fighting undead cadavers. But you protest, they have the same father. But no, they think they do. In reality, they are just cousins. So it's okay. Now, we used to think Jon and Daenerys would eventually meet and fall in love, but is Jon macho enough for her taste? Not really. Plus, Jon's only previous girlfriend, sadly now dead, of course, was a redhead. Sansa is a redhead. It's obvious, really.
Cersei and Jaime Lannister. Cersei has just crowned herself queen on the grounds that her sons were both king. Sadly, one threw himself out the window and the other was poisoned because he was, well, frankly, a psychopath. Clearly Cersei can't stay queen because she's nasty, as even her twin brother and lover Jaime realises. Her one redeeming feature is that she loves her children and, well, they're all dead now, aren't they? We see 2 options. One, she is eventually killed by one of the Stark girls, ideally Sansa. This would be poetic justice because Cersei has spent 6 seasons mentally torturing sweet, innocent Sansa to the point where she is now the kind of person who feeds men to their own dogs. Or Cersei turns out to be such a fantastically bad queen that her own brother stroke lover kills her. Jaime has already murdered one king, so he has experience of this kind of thing. And he loves Cersei, but does she love him?
Daenerys Targaryen. Daenerys Targaryen is the rightful heir to the Iron Throne, even if her father was assassinated for being a bug-eyed psychopath. After 6 seasons of brutal warfare, everyone else in Westeros is completely exhausted, just as she is arriving, fresh as a daisy, with 2 armies and 3 dragons. There's no contest. But our question is, will she remain queen for long? We think not. For one thing, she's not entirely without genocidal mood swings herself, so may not be an ideal monarch. Also, we think her ultimate role is to save Westeros from the zombies. As you know, if you've been paying attention, zombies are curiously flammable. Daenerys has dragons. So, there will be a final confrontation in which she barbecues the lot of them. End of story. But we suspect she may not survive.
Tyrion Lannister and Arya Stark. And here is our biggest, most outrageous prediction. When the fighting is finished, the person sitting on the Iron Throne will be everyone's favourite dwarf, Tyrion Lannister. Think about it. Who would make a better king than Tyrion? He's cleverer than everyone else, and more importantly, he is wise. There is no chance of him becoming a psychopath. But for everything to end well, he needs a queen. Indeed, a happy, peaceful Westeros needs to create a union between the warring houses of Lannister and Stark. Step forward Arya Stark, also clever, a good intellectual match for Tyrion, and, as everyone keeps telling her, very small. We rest our case.